The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost except the Son of Destruction, in order that this scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world, and I consecrate myself for them, so that they also may be consecrated in truth. The Gospel of the Lord. All right, picture this. Imagine a wealthy corporate executive. He's a millionaire, he's a billionaire, everybody knows his name. But what not everybody knows is that he's a thief. Day after day, week after week, month after month, he steals from the corporate profits to line his own pockets. He's an embezzler, and he gets away with it. Day after day, week after week, year after year, he gets away with theft at the expense of all the people, until one day, suddenly, he gets caught, red-handed. But he's smart, he's clever, he's well-connected. And he finds out a way to pin his crime on a poor, innocent man who can't defend himself. And everyone thinks the executive is innocent, and he thinks that the poor, innocent man is guilty. Everyone, that is, except for you. You're the only one who knows the truth. And you've got proof. And you can back it up. Question for you here this morning. What do you do? If you act on the truth you know, it's going to cost you dearly. It's going to cost you your job. It's going to cost you your reputation. It's going to cost you the ability to care for your family. And who knows? It might even cost you your life. What do you do? Do you speak up in the poor man's defense, or do you find a way to excuse yourself and hold your silence to your own personal safety? Learn how to cover your own behind. That is the agony of every whistleblower. You ever heard it said that ignorance is bliss? This is what they mean. There are so many times in life where you wish you didn't know the truth. Because as soon as you know the truth, you're compelled to act on it at great personal cost. But if you don't act on the truth that you know, your conscience will destroy you. It'll eat you alive. That's the way it is in most of the secular world. But here's my little message for you this morning. That's not the way it is with Jesus Christ. With Jesus Christ, it's not a choice between two horrible options and you wish that you didn't know the truth. With Jesus Christ, the truth will set you free. And even though it's a burden, you're so glad that you know it. But it takes a little bit of faith to take that first step. Now, this is all based on the gospel that I just read. There are easy gospels that we read in the course of our year here in church, and this is not one of them. What you're hearing is a segment of the longest prayer Jesus ever prayed. A prayer so long, it takes us 3 days to read it. It's yesterday's gospel, it's today's gospel, it's tomorrow's gospel. The date is Holy Thursday. The time is the Last Supper. And you've heard of the Our Father? This prayer is sometimes called Jesus, my Father, because he's praying to his heavenly Father before he offers his life and sacrifice for the people. And he prays for three intentions. He prays for himself, he prays for the world, and he prays for his disciples. Yesterday's gospel, Jesus prays for himself. Tomorrow's gospel, Jesus prays for all the world. Today's gospel, Jesus prays for his disciples. That means his apostles, but that also means you and me. Now, just as an aside, this is sometimes called Jesus' high priestly prayer, because in the Old Testament, on Yom Kippur, the Day of Forgiveness, the high priest of Judaism would go into the temple, and before he'd offer sacrifice, he'd offer a prayer for himself, for his disciples, and for all the world. Well, here's Jesus praying for his disciples. That means you and me. And what's his prayer? What does he pray for us? He prays that you be consecrated in the truth. So let's understand what that means. Let me explain what that means by telling you this. I knew a lady once, she had several children. Somebody walked up to her once, didn't know who this lady was. She asked, "Do you have children?" And the lady replied, "Oh no, I don't have children. My children have me." Right? And what did she mean by that? She meant, it's a burden, okay, it's a burden, but it's a joy, and I wouldn't have it any other way. My children have me. They've got my time, they've got my attention, they've got my love, they've got my affection. My life revolves around raising these children. Yeah, it's a burden. But let me tell you something. I wouldn't have it any other way. Well, knowing the Lord is like that, it's a burden, right? You don't fit in the world. Sometimes you don't fit in a crowd. Sometimes you look like a sore thumb. But once you know who he is, you'd never go back to the way it was before. Jesus is not a religious figure like Confucius or Buddha or Muhammad. He's not somebody we study like an academic subject. He's someone who, once you know him, you don't have him. He has you. And you wouldn't have it any other way. That's what it means to be consecrated in the truth. The soul, once expanded, never goes back to its original small dimensions. You know, a woman with several children would never, ever, ever take one of those kids and say, "You know, I think I want a refund on this one. Can I return to sender?" No. Never want to go back. And you, once you learn something, you don't want to go back to being ignorant. You know, once upon a time, someone once told you the moon wasn't made of cheese. You want to go back to believing the moon is made of cheese? Never. And once you know the Lord, even though he asks a lot of us, you never want to go back to not knowing what it was like to know him. That's what it means to be consecrated in the truth. That's what Jesus prays for all of us. So here's the challenging question for you here this morning. How much of you has been consecrated in the truth? How much of you loves the Lord and wants to know him even more? And how much of you still thinks ignorance is bliss? You want to keep your distance. You don't want to get too close to the Lord because, you know, he might just ask a lot of you. Holiness is very rare in the world, isn't it? There's very few people out there you'd say, "No, that's a man of God. That is a woman of God." Let me tell you, straight through to the core. Go to the marrow of her bones, every last cell belongs to the Lord. It's very rare. Most of us are struggling. Most of us are somewhere in the middle. But what do you want? What do you pray for? Is your intention the same as the Lord's intention? Do you want to belong to him? That's what we want our prayer to be every day. Let's ask that we too want to be consecrated in the truth, because that's what holy really means. You go through the Bible, it's only one time you'll ever see the Lord called anything three times in a row, and that is holy. He's holy, holy, holy. You'll never hear God called truth, truth, truth. You'll never hear anyone say that God is compassion, compassion, compassion. He's not even love, love, love. He's holy, holy, holy. And as it is for our Heavenly Father, may it be for you and for me as well.